DOJ, illegal alien stole disabled U.S. veteran's identity to get welfare. By John Binder on January 20, 2022. An illegal alien has been sentenced after being convicted for stealing a disabled American veteran's identity to secure public welfare benefits and commit crimes, federal prosecutors reveal. Late last week, 59-year-old Fernando Arroyo Alonso, an illegal alien from Mexico, was sentenced to a year and one day in federal prison for stealing the Social Security number of a disabled United States Armed Forces veteran. According to prosecutors, Alonso submitted an application in May 2019 to receive Title 16 Supplemental Security Income, cash payments that are reserved for elderly, blind, or disabled Americans, using the veteran's Social Security number. The veteran had been receiving Title 16 supplemental security income and benefits from Veterans Affairs. Later, prosecutors said Alonso used the veteran's Social Security number to secure an Ohio driver's license, the state where he had been living. The veteran, though, did not reside in Ohio. In addition, Alonso went on to commit crimes under the veteran's identity. Prosecutors said Alonso will be deported to Mexico following his prison sentence. As Breitbart News has long chronicled, Americans are often the victims of identity theft by illegal aliens. A federal audit in 2020 revealed that nearly 400,000 Americans have unknowingly had their identities stolen, typically by illegal aliens, and were never notified by the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. In 2019, federal auditors said they discovered more than 883,000 cases of employment identity theft after reviewing more than a million tax returns. Of those cases, 393,000 identity theft victims were never notified by the IRS, including more than 133,000 children whose parents remain unaware of their child's stolen identity. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.